English literature and performance classes, attended performances at La Mama Theater in the Lower East Side of Manhattan. Over the course of three productions, students reflected on the details of each of the shows: Burning Doors by the Belarus Free Theater, Don't Feed the Indians, a divine comedy pageant by director and player Muriel Boris Tarrant, daughter of the Muriel Miguel, co-founder of Spider One Theater, and Conquest of the Universe by Charles Ludlam. Each student produced a podcast about their experience and the connections to their class work. Here are highlights of these podcast creations.
Hi, everyone. This is our podcast. I'm going to be interviewing Julia Desch and Isabel Ackerman on the plays we recently saw. We are going to talk about the field trips to Conquest of the Universe and Burning Doors. So, Julia Desch, what play did you watch?
I saw Conquest of the Universe.
Isabel, what play did you watch?
I saw Burning Doors, performed by the Belarus Free Theater Company at La Mama Theater in New York.
Did you like it?
Yes, I did really like it. I really liked it. I think it was like nothing I've seen before.
I did. I enjoyed it a lot.
What scene was your favorite?
There was one scene where a woman was suspended from the ceiling on a hula hoop doing some acrobatic tricks in the air. And there were people going around, some of them were half nude, and they were walking around in astronaut helmets, and there was just a lot of nonsense going on stage, and I thought it was very interesting.
I think my favorite scene was probably the scene at the end of the show when the cast was singing and they kept like falling down and pretending to be dead and then getting back up and singing, because I thought it was kind of, it was powerful to what the rest of the show was about.
What was the rest of the show about?
Like exploring issues of homosexuality and kind of playing with those ideas.
What was the most surprising part of the show?
Probably the nudity, but also going into it, I wasn't really aware of what the show was going to be about, and there was such a powerful, strong commentary about what's going on in Eastern Europe and in Russia, and people being imprisoned for just being creative, and it was very interesting.
The most surprising part was probably the overall theme of homosexuality and the way they portrayed it, because I think it could be seen as kind of, it could be seen in many, taken in many different ways depending on the audience, so I think that was surprising.
What other significant themes and issues did you think those plays were trying to bring out besides homosexuality?
I mean, the theme of absurdist theater, obviously, because that's the show, what the show is based on, but especially within that, with the representation of like very kind of sexual content, but that was supposed to portray a stronger message, was a big theme throughout the show.
So I know you said that the play was basically about people being in prison because they were expressing their art, but were there any other significant themes or issues that you thought the play was trying to express?
I think just about abuse and how poorly treated these people are, especially for doing something that is totally legal in America. It was just like very interesting, and it was, a lot of it was so vulgar and gruesome, and it's just disgusting to think about how poorly people are treated just for making art.
Were there any parts that were disturbing?
Yes, there were parts where people were attached to long ropes and they were flinging themselves against the edge of the stage to the audience. And there were parts when people were being beaten and a woman was being pretty much waterboarded and her head held down in a bathtub. And it looked so real, like she was actually being drowned and like she couldn't breathe. And it was just very shocking and astonishing to think that this actually goes on just because people are making art to express what they're feeling.
Did these plays change you as a person?
I think that Conquest of the Universe definitely changed my views on a lot of things, especially theater, not only the subject, because you really see how like censored a lot of theater is and what would happen if it's just not at all censored and not really nothing really stays hidden. So I think it changed my view on that, and I realized how careful other theater is, but and I think it also changed my view on what they were portraying.
I think it definitely educated me on these topics and made me realize how fortunate I am to live in a country like America, where we have laws that protect our freedom of speech and that we are just free.
Next, senior Catherine Cooney discusses her experience seeing Conquest of the Universe both in and outside of the classroom and its relation to the absurd.
I had not yet read Charles Ludlum's Conquest of the Universe or When Queens Collide, and boy, was I in for a shock. If, like me, you still have not read Conquest of the Universe, the plot, as I understand it from seeing the play, is as follows. The President of the Earth, Tamburlaine, who has been driven by greed and a superiority complex, sets out to conquer the whole universe, capturing the queens and kings of each planet, starting with Mars. He takes the planet's leaders hostage and enslaves them for his own pleasure. It was disturbing and graphic and overall incredible. It was a farce. Charles Ludlum was an American playwright who founded the Ridiculous Theater Group. This showing of Conquest of the Universe was directed by Everett Quinton, Ludlum's partner and keeper of the Ridiculous Theater Company after Ludlum's death in 1987. Quinton not only directed the showing of Conquest, but he also acted as both Sabina, Queen of Mars, and Sabina's incestuous brother, Khosrow. In a 1973 interview with the Village Voice, Ludlum described the inspiration behind the style of theater his troupe aimed to create. Theater of the absurd refused to take anything seriously, sabotaging seriousness. Ridiculous takes everything seriously, searching for its meaning. It's ecological theater. We take the abandoned refuse, the used images, the shoes from abandoned shoe factories, the cliches, and we search for their true meaning. We recycle culture. We represent the positive side of nihilism. If you learn to use the waste of society, you can not only make yourself very prosperous, but bring an era of prosperity for everyone. This style, which can be described as avant-garde or farcical, shares many characteristics with Commedia dell'arte, whose origins can be traced back to 16th century Italy. Traits of Commedia dell'arte were shown in Conquest of the Universe through the over-the-top comedy and acting, and prevalent underlying messages that relay a larger commentary on society. The show makes you question the reality within the play as characters die multiple times. The aggressive, in-your-face sex scenes force you to be comfortable being uncomfortable, because from this discomfort, you can understand something new. Conquest of the Universe, as Ludlum has outlined, uses other pieces of literature to make the messages more clear. Conquest specifically has taken pieces of Shakespeare's Hamlet. For example, towards the end of the show, Tamburlaine, the power-hungry president, is praying, and Khosrow, in an attempt to avenge his sister's execution ordered by Tamburlaine, comes behind Tamburlaine to kill him. When Khosrow realizes Tamburlaine is praying, he decides not to kill him because he doesn't want Tamburlaine to go to heaven. This scene, taken word for word from Act 3, Scene 3 of Hamlet, when Claudius is praying for forgiveness for killing his brother, and Hamlet comes behind him to kill him to avenge his father's death. Hamlet and Khosrow decide not to kill him so that Claudius does not go to heaven. This scene ends with Claudius saying, "My words fly up, my thoughts remain below. Words without thoughts never to heaven go." The scene in Conquest ends the same way. Another example is from Act 5, Scene 2 of Hamlet. Almost all of the characters have died. Conquest of the Universe ends the same way. Not only was this a way to connect theater and find its inherent value, as Ludlum has said, but it was also engaging and exciting to recognize these iconic scenes from Hamlet. Despite its ridiculous nature, Conquest of the Universe sparked heated debates in and out of the classroom. And not just about whether the teachers could really force us to see a show in the East Village that ended at 10 p.m. Our class discussions after seeing the show was intense at times. Some students questioned the importance of the show, some people questioned the meaning. We were able to form our own conclusions and build off other people's opinions and feelings towards the show. Definitely, though, a main point in our discussion was what was the point of this show? We all struggled to find its meaning, despite the fact that the playwright's intention was to have a seemingly obvious underlying message. Something fascinating that we discussed was the fact that Conquest's underlying themes are still relatable and relevant, despite the fact that it was written 50 or so years ago. The commentary on anti-war, greed, and the heated political climate seamlessly connect with issues we face today in the Trump era. Overall, however, Conquest symbolizes true liberation for the characters, the actors, and the audience. Everyone involved was liberated from gender restrictions, age restrictions, and sexual restrictions. The discomfort many of us faced while watching Conquest of the Universe came from this liberation being thrown in our face. Most of us aren't used to graphic sex scenes, or men playing women, or adults acting like children. Not only are we not used to it, but in Conquest of the Universe, it was thrown in our faces. So what was the point? To be uncomfortable and to be liberated from that discomfort. Some people still might be struggling with this discomfort, unsure of what to make of it. But those who continue to reflect on their experience and the meanings behind Charles Ludlum's Conquest of the Universe or When Queens Collide will learn from the discomfort and be able to laugh at it, like Mr. Evans did during the show.
Special thanks to Mr. Evans and JR for giving Trevor students such a unique opportunity to see these shows. If you'd like to hear more about their experiences, you can contact JR, Sophie Eisenberg, or me, Hannah Settleman. Thank you for listening.